This is Dr. Wrongton Ferguson dictating disability evaluation on Pena, P-E-N-A, first name 0, C-I-R-O, middle name Ernesto, E-R-N-E-S-T-O, date of birth September 5, 1968, date of evaluation August 31, 2023. The identifying information, patient presented a California driver's license, a like Apple 4204615, which correctly identified the claimant. The HBID patient is a 54-year-old male who is seen for disability evaluation, period. He has history of valvular dysfunction and reports developing symptoms of fatigue and exhaustion in approximately 2018, period. He was diagnosed with aortic regurgitation and moderate mitral regurgitation. He then underwent valvular surgery to include aortic and mitral valve replacement surgeries on July 19, 2021, period. Underwent a AVR 27 Inspiris INSPIRIS mitral valve repair with a 34 physio and cortex to A1 ligation of left atrial appendage. Period. He had complications to include surgical wound infection. Period. The patient was discharged, but following his discharge, he developed a superficial pacing wire infection that required removal in the OR on September 2, 2021. He then presented to clinic with an infection of the second wire period. He had then been evaluated in the emergency department at Highland Hospital, where he underwent CT of the chest, which revealed the pacer wire coming to the skin surface of the epigastric area, but without evidence of fluid collection or abscess, period. He had then been discharged on oral antibiotics, period. He was then admitted to the hospital on October 15, 2021, period. He underwent removal of the epicardial pacing wire, which was infected, period. He was then discharged on Xarelto, period. The patient has continued with shortness of breath, period. He states that he has had a slow recovery. He is able to walk half a mile, but becomes very tired and has associated shortness of breath, period. His past medical history includes 1, hypertension, next number, chronic atrial fibrillation, next number, dilated cardiomyopathy, next number, aortic regurgitation, next number, mitral regurgitation, past surgical history, status post, aortic valve replacement, and mitral valve repair. He has had wound infection as noted, period. He is status both IND for pacing Y excision following AVR and mitral repair, period. His medications, amlodipine 5 milligrams daily, Flomax 0.4 milligrams 1 daily, metoprolol succinate 50 milligrams 1 daily, Xarelto 20 milligrams 1 daily, atorvastatin 40 milligrams 1 daily, furosemide 40 milligrams daily, losartan 50 milligrams BID, allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, mother had heart issues, social history, he is a prior smoker who quit 3 years ago, period. He states that he has had no alcohol in 18 to 19 years, no drugs in approximately 20 years, period. The physical examination, the vital signs, blood pressure 170/107, pulse 75, respiratory rate 20, height 71 inches, weight 277 pounds. In general, he is a moderately obese male who is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The HEENT, head is atraumatic, nomocephalic, pupil equal round reactive to light nut combination, sclerus clear, extraocular muscles are intact, neck is noted to be supple, there is no adenopathy, there is no thyroidomegaly. The respiratory chest demonstrates a midline scar. Chest reveals normal excursion. Lungs are clear to auscultation and percussion. Cardiovascular, irregular rate and rhythm. There are multiple murmurs noted, period. There is a grade 2/6 systolic murmur at the apex, period. There is a grade 2/6 systolic murmur at the left parasternal border, period. There is a soft diastolic murmur noted, period. The abdomen is mildly obese. There are several well-healed scars present, period. The back, no CVAT, genitourinary, normal rectal deferred, skin as noted on the chest exam with multiple scars, abdomen further noted to have pacing wire scars that are now well healed, period. Extremities reveal trace pitting edema, period. Musculoskeletal, normal range of motion. Remainder of the examination is unremarkable. The impression, this is a 54-year-old male who is seen for disability evaluation, period. he is that is both aortic valve replacement and mitral valve repair, period. He has uncontrolled hypertension. He has history of atrial fibrillation, period. He continues to have symptoms of dyspnea and fatigue, period. His symptoms of dyspnea and fatigue are most likely related to his cardiac status, period. Patient is limited due to symptoms of dyspnea and fatigue, period. He currently is unable to perform tasks which requires significant lifting, pushing, or bending, period. Functionally, comma, he is considered to be New York Heart Association Class 2, period. Patient is noted to have uncontrolled blood pressure, and his symptoms may improve significantly with treatment of his blood pressure. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation on patient 0 penule.